want to share with you all something that I personally, going to the CMA Shas last night, something that I, many people you ask, what was your highlight, and everyone has their own things that they were marveled at. I had a thought last night, which was not from any of the Rabbonim. It was really from some of the very poshut to people, as we'll say in Klal Yisrael, the simple Yidden in Klal Yisrael, which mamish was eye-opening to me. And I want to share with you that with an idea on the parasha as well. There's an incredible mystery in this week's parasha. The brothers are looking at Yosef in the face for we don't know how many hours. And Chazal tells us, the Pasuk tells us, that they did not recognize Yosef. Why? Because when Yosef left, he didn't have a beard, and now he had a beard. But Yosef recognized his brother. And the Chida asks such a basic question, which you need to think about. What do you mean they didn't recognize him? We know that Yosef was a splitting image of his father. How did Yosef, asks the Chida, not look even more like his father than he looked when they left? How could they have not recognized Yosef looking him in the face when he was a splitting image of his father, and a 30-year-old man looks much more similar to his adult father than a 17-year-old boy without a beard looks? How can it be that they didn't recognize? So much so that the Chidah says that it says they couldn't speak in Nivhalu Miponov. They were so shocked from his face. And he says, what do you mean from his face? He says, after he said his name was Yosef, they looked at his face and they said, what do you mean we didn't realize? You're a splitting image of our father. And when they saw that, they were like, they could not believe their eyes that they didn't realize. Ask the Chidah a simple question, what didn't they see? And the Chidah says something so incredible. And the Chidah says the following. When they came down to Mitzrayim, says the Chidah, where was the first place they went to look for him? Chazal tell us, they went to a Beit Zaynus. They went to a place where all the immoral men and women of the world go. And who knows what they do there. And when they came down to Mitzrayim to look for Yosef, they went to the absolute lowest place in the lowest country. They said, that's where we're going to find Yosef. Because they had an image in their mind. A negative image of Yosef in their mind. So in their mind, what they said, he's in Mitzrayim, they said, he's for sure the worst. Says the Heilig Chidah. They looked at their brother. They were able to see his face. But because they had these notions about him, they had these things in their mind about who Yosef was, when they came and they saw this dignified person who's a leader, they could not even think it was him, looking at him right in the face. Someone sent me a clip with this very word and told me that Rabbi Wallerstein at the Agudah convention said over this Chidah. And he said, that says the brothers saw Yosef Meirachik when he was coming, the very first time before they kidnapped him, says they saw him Meirachik, which means, he says, they judged him from afar. They judged him wrong. They looked at his actions and wrote him off because of it, to the point that Yosef could do no right. And he turned, and this is what he shared. He says, so many amongst us are so rejected because people look at them and look at them with such a negative perspective that they can never even grow. And he was speaking about parents, and he was speaking about mechanchim, he was speaking about chavrusas, friends. When we decide that someone is something, it becomes impossible for us to see him in a positive light. And more importantly, it becomes impossible for the person being looked at to be being seen in a positive light. Because you have such a bad look on the person. And he shared a story. Mamish, a scary story. And it was actually about a teacher, a principal, I think it was. And a very sad story. How was a principal that threw a girl out of school. And the girl land in his school. He has a school where girls that struggle in other schools come and find a place to grow, and many of them turn around. And this girl was Taka, as he says, a girl that deserved to be thrown out. And he says the girl came to his school and turned around to the point that she married a Ben Taira who was sitting in Kail. They got married and she had a baby. And one Friday afternoon, she was in the supermarket in New York, somewhere in New York. She's there with a sheitel, tznius, with her baby in her hand. And she sees her principal, and she decides that she's going to be brave. And maybe the principal will be proud, look what she turned into. And she goes, and she approaches the principal, and she says, you know, Rabbi so-and-so, how are you? She says, hi, how are you? He says, I am so-and-so. I'm that girl you threw out. And he looks at her and he says, no, you're not. He says, I'm telling you, this is who I am, her. He says, you are not that girl. You are her older sister. There is no way you could be that girl. He says, I'm telling you, Rabbi so-and-so, I'm not the older sister. I am that girl. Baruch Hashem, I'm married with a baby. He says, there's no way you are that girl. You're lying to me. You're her older sister. And he walked away. This girl comes to Rabbi Wallerstein. She was heartbroken. Mamish heartbroken. And she tells Rabbi Wallerstein, look at this. I can never change. And look how he looks at me. And Rabbi Wallerstein turns to her and says, you don't realize. The reason you couldn't grow in his school was because this was the image he had of you. And he could not see that you could one day be different. He saw you as who you are and he said, there's no hope. And he threw you out. He says, when you walked into here, we used our future vision, and we imagined that you could one day look like you are, and because of that you were able to become who you are. He says, don't feel bad for yourself, feel bad for him. And this is the story he shared. The inspiration I need to share with you that I got from last night's Siyamar Shas was that there are so many people in the world that are looked at as you're not the Ben Taira. You're really not this big scholar. You're not this big Talmud Chacham. You're the kind of guy that left yeshiva, didn't learn. And people last night shared that they walked around with that image just because that's who they were. And so many people, as shown on the video, at the Siyamar Shas said that 7.5 years ago at the Siyamar Shas, I looked around and I saw so many other people like me who I said, how did they do it? They look just like me. They were also looked at people that can't learn. How did they do it? It must be that it's a wrong perspective. And they changed the perspective. Not how other people looked at them, how they looked at themselves. And they said they let go of the perspective of themselves, that they cannot steig, that they cannot grow. And they soared 7.5 years later, 2,711 days later, they celebrated last night at Siyamar Shas. This is an unbelievable lesson. If there's a woman on the phone who's zoicha, she has a husband, she has children, you know what you need to realize? What do you look at your child with? They will feel how you look at them. And unfortunately, when you look at them with what they're doing now, and you don't see them as in the future, they will remain that way and will not change. We tell the child that, nah, learning's not your thing. Oh, we understand that this is not going to be you. Guess what? You are right. It's not going to be them ever. But if a parent, a spouse, whoever it is it may be, can internalize and look at someone who's not there yet and say, I can imagine you being there, the person will do it. Every single woman who watched or heard about the Siyamar Shas has an obligation today. If you're zeicha, if you have a husband, or you have a son, or whoever it is that you have, you need to make sure that they don't look at themselves and say, nah, this is not my thing. Whether it's Tafyoimi or any other limud, it's your obligation. Because remember, you could look at them in the face, and if you see them as the brothers looked Yosef in their face, straight away, and they couldn't even see that he's maybe Yosef HaTzadik, because of their negative thing. How did you expect, and this is what Yosef HaTzadik felt, he felt it back then, and he felt it till today. And when he said, Ani Yosef, he showed them that vision that you had, that I'm a nothing, that vision that you had, that I was this lowlife that you portrayed me as, was wrong. And the brothers realized how wrong it was, and how they remembered, and they knew where they went to look for him. And it was the greatest tragic moment for the brothers. They were nevhalu mipanav. And Yosef HaTzadik teaches them that the mistake, the grave error that you made almost costed you a brother. But because I didn't let you decide who I am, and when I was tempted with the Ashes Paitifar, I didn't say, well, listen, my brothers thought of me as a lowlife anyway, let me go. I thought of how Yaakov Avinu thought of me. Chazal tell us, how did Yosef overcome the Nisayon of the wife of Paitifar? Chazal tell us, he imagined the image of his father, and how his father treated him as the Gadol Hadar, you're going to be it. That thought that someone thinks he can do it kept him going, and fought the thought of all the brothers that said he can't. There are so many people today that have so many people that look at them and say, no, what are you already? You need to make sure. Now we're talking about learning, so I'm saying the men, your children, your spouses, whoever it may be, can do it. Now's the time when the whole world's inspired to come home and make sure, yes, you can. Natav Yoimi, do Amid Yoimi, Mishnah Yoimi, it makes no difference. You need to change the image they have in their own heads about what they can do. They'll say, I don't have time. They'll say, I don't have the head for it. Not true. That's how they're looking at themselves. You have the power to change the image of their in their mind. This is the lesson of Parshas Vayigash. And of course, when the Siyum HaShas falls down on Parshas Vayigash, the lesson's very clear for us. When on Parshas Vayigash, there's going to be shuls all over the country celebrating a big Kiddush this week, because of the local Siyum HaShas in each and every shul celebrating the Shabbos, because Shabbos is the last day, really the last day of Shas. Means the lesson is, Kodesh Baruch Hu is teaching us, we almost lost Yosef. There is Yosef HaTzadik in every single Jewish home. Every single Jewish home has a Yosef HaTzadik. And there are people that are not giving them that. You, as the Eim Shel Malchus, as the Ima Shel Malchus, as the Eish HaShchayil, need to make sure that they look at themselves in the right way. And although I spoke about this regarding Talmud Torah, because we're holding after the Siyum HaShas, it is true about every single woman. Women have their own Nisyonos. And there are women that decided that this Nisyon, I can't come over. I'm the kind of person you're told, put, you know, whether it's regarding technology, regarding tznius, regarding tefillah, supporting our husband, whatever it is that we're doing. You have an image in your mind that I'm not that kind of person. When you hear someone else has a gather in technology, whether it's a Kabbalah, they don't look at this, they don't look at that, they have a filter, or it's tznius, whatever it is, and you say, well, I'm not that person. Who told you that? The people around you told you that you're not on that level? Don't listen to them. Imagine Yosef HaTzadik would listen to his brothers and who he was. Chas v'shalom. It's incumbent on every husband to tell that to his wife, and every wife to her husband, every parent to a child, and vice versa. Don't let people decide for you. Imagine this girl in this school that was thrown out would be stuck with that principal who hopefully lost his job after I heard that story. I was taken in by someone who she was in her low. And he says, Rabbi Wallerstein, I had the ability to look at this girl and see she will one day be married with a beautiful family. And guess what happened? Because of that belief in her, it happened. That was the inspiration last night. So many people who were interviewed when they had a video called Heroes. You can watch it if you weren't there. I think it was called Heroes of the Talmud. Or, I'm not sure, Heroes of the Daf, maybe it's called. Just interviewed people that many of them didn't go to yeshiva. Many of them had no background. All they had was that they decided 7.5 years ago, who said I can't do it? They're wrong. They changed their perspective and they came to the finish line. And now, Baruch Hashem, someday they're starting over again. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us by internalizing and seeing the danger of what Chas V'Shalom could have happened to Yosef if he didn't realize to change his own perspective. And he would have listened to what people said about him. And if he didn't have the warm father of Yaakov Avinu that told him how amazing he was and how he could do it, what would be with us today? We would never have gotten out of Mitzrayim. That's the inspiration, one of the many that we're going to take out. Everyone needs to have some. You cannot let millions of people in the world be inspired together and we don't do anything. Everyone needs to think how men, women, children, how we can change something, perspective, and do something for HaKadosh Baruch Hu extra that we didn't do yet. And that's chus. And that's chus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu so badly do we need a gula. So badly we're feeling gula like we haven't felt since the Second World War. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will see how we're steiging and how we're growing. And in this chus of all the inspiration and all the new things that are coming out of this Yom HaShas, we should be zeicha to the Geula Shalema, mamish, bekarev. Have a good Shabbos.